USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, on Monday called out the Democrats' election takeover bill on the Senate floor as purely partisan power grab by the left to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor.
Now, Madam President, on another matter, as I've noted before, Senate Democrats entered June with an agenda that was designed to fail. The Democratic leader planned votes on a host of the left's most radical priorities. None of it was ever intended to clear the Senate's appropriately high bar for advancing legislation. Instead, the failure of their partisan agenda was meant to show somehow, that the Senate itself was failing.
President Biden has called the Republicans' voting integrity laws in various states Jim Crow laws without pointing to anything particular. Dozens of wildfires are burning in hot, dry conditions across the western United States. Nearly 100,000 people have been evacuated in California as multiple wildfires rage. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The Taliban continue to regain control in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining 3,500 troops remains on pace. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning, which means that he and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is leading a poll of voters in New York City's mayoral race. The general election is November 2nd. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history, Flash, 1933, Adolf Hitler bans political parties in Germany other than the Nazis. Flash, 1941, under the codename Barbarossa, Germany invades the Soviet Union. Flash, 1942, a Japanese submarine bombs Fort Stevens at the mouth of the Columbia River, northwest of Portland, Oregon. Flash, 1938.
Clinch and rope round is back against the ropes again. They're not too close to the ropes. Lewis out, and Lewis missed with a left swing. But in close front of a hard body over, right to the jaw, and again, a right to the body, a left hook, a right to the head, a left to the head, a right, Staley is going down, but he held to his feet, held to the rope, looked to his corner, in helplessness, and Staley is down, Staley is down, the count is four, it's, and he's up, and Lewis, right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head, and Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him. Right to the body. A left up to the jaw. And Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 6, 7, 8. The men are in the ring. The fight is over on a technical knockout. Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
Joe Lewis and Max Schmeling meet for the second time in the boxing ring. Schmeling had won the first fight. The fight was held at Yankee Stadium before a crowd of 70,000 people. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.